This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We still have military stuff to get to, Supreme Court stuff to get to. We'll get to our uncomfortable conversation here in a minute. A little brief history thing, so on and so forth. We still have a lot, but let's get to what I brought up first.
As traditional conservatives, most people call themselves conservatives or libertarians or something like that. We have had certain mentalities ingrained in us, maybe by parents, maybe by friends, maybe by the people you've listened to on the radio or books you've read or shows you've watched. And these ways of thinking, many of them are not only old, they're useless, and they're not near aggressive enough, and they have to be stopped. And one of those ways of thinking is that you can coexist and should coexist with communists in your life. This is just how conservatives have always talked for as long as I live. I've listened to more friends of mine than I can count say things like, "Well, no, I've got so many liberal friends, and we just get along so well." And I'm not ripping on you if you have a liberal friend or two. I'm really not. But why? Why do you hang around people? Why are you around people? Why are you being influenced by people who hate you? Even if they don't hate you personally, they hate everything you stand for. You shouldn't want to be around them. That's one. Two, business managers, employers. You know you should never hire one, right? Ever. You should. It's maybe the most important qualification. You should be scouring their social media accounts, their online presence, for even a sniff of communism. And you should fire the ones you have. I make you uncomfortable? You know that you should go through the parking lot, fire everybody with a coexist bumper sticker, Biden-Harris bumper sticker, Gavin Newsom, whatever it may be. You see a left-wing bumper sticker, you figure out who that car belongs to, and you should fire that person. Because that's a cancer that walks the same halls as you, and they will destroy you. Because that's what they do. It's who they are. It's ingrained in them. Many businesses are beginning to wake up to this. Hopefully you do too. Headline, resumes including they, them pronouns are more likely to be overlooked, a new report finds. Oh my goodness, if you have any pronouns of any kind listed on a resume, it doesn't matter what else that resume says. You better put that thing in the paper shredder immediately and then close your eyes and bow your head and thank God you dodged cancer that day. And if you have anyone in your company who comes to you and says, hey, boss, I would love to put they, them pronouns in as my email signature. Could I do that? You tell them, okay, sounds good. Sounds good. And then within 6 months, make sure that person is fired for whatever reason you can come up with. Start being more aggressive with these people and treating them like the cancers they really are. All right. I know that makes us uncomfortable. I don't want to put anyone out of work. I just want to get along with everybody. These people are not trying to get along with you. They are trying to destroy you. All right. Now, I have said something many times, and I will say it many times because it's true. I have said that our monsters of this century, of this 21st century, that our monsters are as or more murderous than the monsters of the 20th century. And we're not doing near enough to stop them. And I always explain it like this. We look historically at guys like Mao and Stalin and Hitler, and we always say things like, how did they not know? How could they not see this coming? Why didn't anyone stop this earlier? How could you not? And we look back on them, and we almost look down on them. We almost pass judgment on the people of the past for not seeing it coming, which maybe that would be fair if we were doing the same thing with our monsters. The climate change people, your liberal Aunt Peggy, Bill Gates, this guy Michael E. Mann, who we're about to talk about, these climate change people are the most genocidal people who have ever lived. I cannot stress that enough. I know when I say things like genocide, you immediately picture Hitler and his stupid mustache, or Mao, or Stalin, and that's fine, but you have to understand they're right beside you. They teach your children in college. They're all throughout the government, Republican and Democrat, all throughout the tech sector. These people, the people who believe that carbon is poison and have to be stopped, will kill more people than Mao or Stalin ever could in a lifetime. By orders of magnitude, more starvation and misery and death it's coming in the 21st century because of these people than Mao ever dreamed of. And we treat these people like they're just kind of naive, just kind of lost little hippies. I want you to listen. And I want you to listen to this guy. This is Michael E. Mann.
It's unfortunate, though, to be talking about these experiences that we're having here, which really are a direct manifestation of the human-caused warming of the planet. Look, extreme weather events happen. The carbon pollution we're putting into the atmosphere, it's warming up the atmosphere. It's putting more energy into the atmosphere. We're baking the soil in the summer. The atmosphere is more moisture. When it does rain, you get more of it, more of those flooding events. But when you get that summer drought, which has been worsened, combined with that worsened heat, you put those two ingredients together and you get the sorts of wildfires that we're seeing, not just in Western North America, in the Western U.S. where we're used to seeing them, but all the way back east in Eastern Canada and Central Canada. For me, it's reminiscent of early 2020 when I was in Australia during what is now known as the Black Summer, where they witnessed a summer of unprecedented wildfires that literally broke out across the...
Literally? They literally broke out. It's not just that they broke out. They literally, all right, you know, I'm not going to go off on that for now. Okay. The wildfires are, it's about climate change, even though they're set by an arsonist. Have you ever heard of the Four Pests campaign? Ever heard of it? The Four Pests. Let's do a little bit of a history rewind. Right. So Mao, 1949, Mao and the communists finally defeat the nationalists in China, and the communists take over China. Obviously, a pretty rough day for the Chinese people, who have before that had a pretty rough time anyway with the whole World War II thing and the Japanese people committing pretty much a genocide against them. It was a rough, rough time period for the people of China. And then at the end of that rough time period, wrap your mind around this, Mao takes over. Now, that's not good, is it? And Mao, just like all communists, was an anti-human. Mao viewed himself as a king, just like all communists do. Mao, he believed that human beings didn't matter, human lives didn't matter, that only Mao really mattered, and Mao's ideas really mattered. And Mao decided that this whole China place, no matter what it was capable of, no matter what it had been through, things had to change. China should be a juggernaut. But how could a nation with so many rural people, so many farmers, how could a nation like that really be the juggernaut it was meant to be? Well, Mao, he had a solution. And his solution was called, it's known as the Great Leap Forward. You've probably heard of this before. You listen to this show, the Great Leap Forward. Either way, the Great Leap Forward was Mao deciding that all this agriculture, it could be taken advantage of. What we'll do is we'll simply pool all of our agriculture because the people don't get to own anything anymore. And then we'll take these mass quantities of grain and we'll sell them off for absurd amounts of money because other countries always need food. And then we'll build all these factories and we're going to get really modern and we're going to industrialize, the Great Leap Forward. And Mao, again, because he's an anti-human, began right away. Right away. Nope, that's not your farm anymore. Sorry. Nope, you're all actually going to come with me, get in the back of the truck. We're going to take you to a big communal farm. And we need you all, men, women, and children alike, young and old, pregnant women, everybody. We need you all to work these fields like a dog and get us as much grain as possible. We'll barely give you enough to eat to sustain yourself, but we're going to gather all this grain up and sell it off. Now, right away, I know you're going to find this shocking. The plan ran into some problems. Unbelievably, communal stuff, collectivization, communism, doesn't actually work that well at all. The grains weren't getting there. But Mao, he had a plan, a solution, called the Four Pests Campaign. We're going to talk about that and the results of that in just a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about putting our money where our morals are. You see, there are many hard ways to do this. Hard ways, virtually impossible ways. You already know I'm going to buy a pickup truck probably next year. I don't have a pickup truck company I can go to that's not commie garbage. They're all crap. Cell phone is an easy one, though. Cell phone may be the easiest one. It's not just because Pure Talk is there, not just because Pure Talk is veteran-owned, American customer service. It's because Pure Talk will actually save you money on top of being patriotic. My bill got cut in half. Average family saves over $900 a year. And you're not sacrificing service. They're on the same 5G network as one of the big guys. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, ultra-fast 5G data for $20 a month? And all you have to do is pick up your phone and dial #250 and say, Jesse Kelly? Do it now. 10 minutes on the phone. #250, say, Jesse Kelly.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, reminding you the iHeartRadio app is free to download, and they podcast every show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I just want to play this again before I go back to my Four Pests campaign. The wildfires are out there. They're all a result of arson. They've already caught many of the arsonists. But you see, when you're a communist, and we'll go back to the Mao things, it's going to tie right into this. When you're a communist, you're a religious zealot. It's not a political ideology. You're a religious zealot. And you can never, a religious zealot can never in a million years accept that they've been lied to and their religion is all wrong. So no matter what, no matter what they see, everything is simply a reinforcement of their religion.
Unfortunate, though, to be talking about these experiences that we're having here, which really are a direct manifestation of the human-caused warming of the planet. Look, extreme weather events happen. The carbon pollution we're putting into the atmosphere, it's warming up the atmosphere, it's putting more energy into the atmosphere, we're baking the soil in the summer, the atmosphere is more moisture. When it does rain, you get more of it, more of those flooding events. But when you get that summer drought, which has been worsened, combined with that worsened heat, You put those two ingredients together and you get the sorts of wildfires that we're seeing, not just in West.
So you're screaming, I don't understand. We've always had droughts. There have always been periods of drought, periods of plenty, periods of famine, periods of, that's been the whole history of mankind. I don't understand. But he could never get that because he's a religious zealot. Mao goes on his Great Leap Forward campaign and the country's not producing enough grain. He had these big dreams of these big communes, these big collective farms, and it's not producing enough grain. In fact, the people are starting to complain. The people are starting to complain because there's not enough food to eat. Now, you, because you're not a religious zealot for communism, this would be the point where you would step up and say, oh my gosh, whew, people are suffering. This is not working out. Hey, let's change. Hey, no more communal farms. Bad idea, guys. Go back to owning your own farms. We're going to try some different reforms. This would be a part where you stop. But you're not a communist. Mao decided, of course, he wasn't wrong. Nothing about his religion could be wrong. What was the problem? Well, the problem was the pests. Mao launches the Four Pests campaign. In case you're wondering what they were, it was rats, flies, mosquitoes, and sparrows. It's focused on the sparrows one because it's normally treated as its own separate one, but it was all part of the Four Pests campaign. The sparrows, Mao concluded, they were the reason that there were all these grain shortages. Those daggone sparrows are eating all the grain. And so he launches a nationwide war on Chinese sparrows. And they did more things. It was more than just shooting them out of the sky. They would bang loud things around them. Apparently sparrows, they can't sleep if it's loud. And they'll eventually die from exhaustion. I know it's just a different bird. I don't understand it, but I guess that's something that happens. And so there was a nationwide campaign against the sparrows. They were driven to the point of extinction. Do you have any idea how big China is? You know it's the size of the United States of America. They killed almost every sparrow in the country of China. Sounds good, right? The sparrows won't eat the grain anymore. Except sparrows don't just eat grain. Sparrows eat locusts. Locusts eat crops. With no natural predators anymore, the locusts descended on an already hurting Chinese agricultural system, and they caused what is known as the Great Chinese Famine. Now, I need to clarify something about the Great Chinese Famine. The numbers are so large that I'm about to read them to you, and your mind won't be able to comprehend them. My mind can't comprehend them. Do you know how many people were killed because the communists couldn't simply reverse course and admit he was wrong? 15 to 55 million Chinese people died during the Great Chinese Famine. 55 million people. Let's say it's at the low end. Let's say it's 15. It's only 15. 15 million dead people. That's the kind of death and misery the 20th century monsters brought onto their own people. And we look back at guys like Mao and we say, how could no one step in? How could no one stop them? How could nobody know? Maybe we should stop pointing fingers because ours are right here.
It's unfortunate, though, to be talking about these experiences that we're having here, which really are a direct manifestation of the human-caused warming of the planet. Look, extreme weather events happen. The carbon pollution we're putting into the atmosphere, it's warming up the atmosphere. It's putting more energy into the atmosphere. We're baking the soil in the summer. The atmosphere is more moisture. When it does rain, you get more of it, more of those flooding events. But when you get
the carbon we're putting in the atmosphere. Mao killed 50 million with that famine, maybe. This guy, Michael E. Mann, if he gets what he wants, 50 million? That'll be a rough month. It'd be more like 5 billion. Carnage like mankind has never known. And they're right here in front of us. All right? something to think about. All right. We still have to get to the Supreme Court and the military and some emails. And you voted for this. And gosh, we've only got like a half hour of show left. And that's going to be difficult to get to everything. But I can do it, Chris. The Shogun can do it. Especially because I know when I'm done with this show, I get to go home, say hi to the wife and kids, walk right to the room, put my comfies on, and slip into my all-season slippers from MyPillow. And I walk around the house on clouds. You don't, Chris, because you haven't gotten any yet. But you should, because they're glorious. Four-layer design. Of course, Mike Lindell over-engineers everything. These are not like the crappy slippers you bought in the big box store. They're actual support for your feet. Indoor, outdoor. I go get the mail in mine. I take the trash out in mine. The wife's mad that I go to the gas station in mine, but I don't care. Look, I have to live the life I have to live, okay? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse at checkout. You get them for $25. $25. They're normally $149.98. MyPillow.com, radio listener special square, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, man, it's only Wednesday. We still have a couple days of the week. I don't like these short work weeks. Wow, I just became that guy who's complaining about the short work week. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. Let's get to a couple emails before we get to the Supreme Court and the military thing. DJ Shogun. Yesterday, I went to my local Walmart to buy tires from the auto center. As I walked up to the garage door, a sign said, "Closed due to staff shortages." Without a moment's hesitation, I pulled out a pen and wrote on the sign, "Remember, you voted for this." I don't know if that's relevant at all, but it sure felt good doing it. I don't understand how that applies to Walmart being closed. I guess if you knew that they were all Democrats, that would apply. Maybe. I guess do whatever makes you feel good. I don't think that that's an accurate representation. I don't think that's really what I meant by the "you voted for this" campaign. I kind of, you know what? Go ahead. Just you do you. I want you to be happy. You do you. We went to a restaurant yesterday for lunch too, for the 4th. And it was dead. There's nobody in there. It's amazing how common this is now. Restaurants just cannot find employees. I don't mean there were no customers.
There was one waitress working six or seven tables. She was just overwhelmed. Poor thing was overwhelmed. Everything took forever. It wasn't her fault. She's all by herself. They cannot find people to come in. It's crazy how this economy is going to change. And that in turn is just ramping up how much more automated. Boom. Nailed it like an author would. Automatized. You know what? I like that word better than automated. I'm going with what, Chris? I like that word better. Anyway, it's going to automatize our economy a lot, and it's going to be all robots and computers. Dear Pink Flower Show Dog Oracle, I bought four copies of the Jesse Kelly book, one for me, three for friends and family. I'm a 26-year fireman in SoCal with 10 years to go before retirement. I left two books at firehouses just to see what would happen. Dude, I had four guys tell me they literally had no idea why things are the way they are. We're changing things locally and hopefully legally. Thank you for waking up the normie norm fire dudes. Listen, thank you. And he didn't say I can use his name, and I will not. I want to encourage you, if you've already read your book, I'm not asking you to buy another one. I don't like doing that. You've already spent your money. I mean, if you want to, go ahead. But I'm asking you, if you've read your book already, to do something like this. Your pastor needs to read it. Your state rep and your state senator, not federal, forget about those idiots. Your state rep and state senator need to read it. Maybe the guys at your firehouse, at your work, need to read it. Hey, look, if you want to buy an extra one or buy another one and drop it for them, fine. I'm obviously not going to stop you, but I'm not just trying to get you to buy more. I want you to give this to people. They need to read it and understand it. And you who've read it understand what I'm talking about now. It's something that I don't even like to write. I was so passionate about it. I wanted it written down, some sort of a manual. What do we do? Why are we here? What is the history behind it? Where are we going? JesseKellyBook.com if you haven't gotten it yet. But you don't have to do that. Again, if you have one and you've read it, give it away. Ask for it back if you want it back. If not, if you have the money, go buy another one and give it to them. But do something like that, all right? JesseKellyBook.com. Now, there's something we've been talking about a lot. The attack on the Supreme Court. You're watching right now the system relentlessly attack the Supreme Court. It's coming from all sides, everywhere. This is AOC.
If Chief Justice Roberts will not come before Congress for an investigation voluntarily, I believe that we should be considering subpoenas. We should be considering investigations. We must pass much more binding and stringent ethics guidelines, where we see members of the Supreme Court potentially breaking the law, as we saw in the refusal, you know, with Clarence Thomas to recuse himself from cases implicating his wife in January 6th. There also must be impeachment on the table. We have a broad level.
Impeachment on the table. This is a former Obama aide, Elena Beverly. Listen to her.
I do think that he should consider structural reform of the court. What we've seen in this last week in the Supreme Court decisions have been a rollback of our constitutional rights and protections, and a rollback of adherence to precedent. We have a Supreme Court that has functionally gone rogue when it comes to our constitutional protection.
You've heard everyone from Joe Biden, this is not a normal court, Chuck Schumer, you will reap the whirlwind, all the people I just played over and over and over again. And we still get people asking questions like this. I'm not going to, you know what, I'm not even going to call out the publication, because maybe this is a well-meaning person, but I'm holding an article in my hands that essentially says this. I don't understand why congressional Democrats want to bypass the House, and they just want to destroy the court and bypass the House. They're committed communists. They only care about destroying the country. They don't care about institutions, and they sure don't care about the House. Right now, the Supreme Court, they're overturning so many of these things, from Roe versus Wade to the student loan stuff to the affirmative action stuff to the over and over and over again. They keep blocking all these crazy things the communists try. The communists are not going to regroup and try to figure out constitutional ways to destroy the country. That's not how communists think. They view the Supreme Court
as being one of the last barriers for them doing everything they want to do. What we're seeing right now is the isolation, the freezing process of the Supreme Court. You will see a steady, relentless campaign over the coming years of attack after attack after attack after attack on the Supreme Court. They want them scared. They want them murdered. Do keep in mind someone tried to murder Brett Kavanaugh, and not one Democrat backed off their rhetoric after some guy was outside Brett Kavanaugh's house with a gun ready to kill him. Not one Democrat backed off. If anything, they ramped it up. They want them dead. They want them scared. They want them in hiding. They want them intimidated. You are going to see a ruthless, relentless campaign waged against the Supreme Court by America's communists, because they view that court as being one of the final threads, that if they can just snap that thread, then they get to do everything they want to do. So stop being naive and asking these lame, quote, conservative questions. I don't understand why they'd want to go buy the house. How can you not understand what's plainly in front of your face? Why are so many of our, quote, pundits, our writers, our radio people, our TV people, why are they so afraid or so unable to read what is very obvious to you and very obvious to me? This is a relentless, endless attack on the Supreme Court for the purpose of hurting Supreme Court justices. They want them hurt. They want them killed. They want them gone. That's how the communist thinks. Remember something. We've talked about this before. Violence to the communist, it's not something he does. He doesn't go home and say, okay, guys, should we get violent? I'm not sure. Should we get violent? It's not something he does. It's who he is. It's ingrained in him. As I've talked about before, you could no more remove violence from the communists than I could remove a sense of humor from me. It's just who I am. It's what I like to laugh. I like to make jokes. It's how God made me. It's woven into my very being. That's how communists are. They're violent, vile people. This is going to continue. And hopefully our side, for the first time ever, can see what is obvious and start speaking the way I just spoke about it, instead of doing things like, wow, what hypocrites. Could you imagine if the roles were reversed? That's all conservatism's ever been. What if the roles were reversed? Oh, what if a Democrat did this, guys? Wake up. You're in the middle of a color revolution, and it's ugly. All right. We have to get to our military. And speaking of communists, I got to play this before I get to headlines I didn't get to. Let's go save a baby first. May I recommend something when it comes to preborn? You already know that $28 buys an ultrasound for a young lady who's about to have an abortion. $140 buys five of them. Hey, look, it's all tax deductible. If you can pay $28,000, pay $28,000. Do what you can do. But what if you signed up to give $28 a month? What if you signed up for a repeated donation? You know that you'd be saving a life a month? Most people go through their entire lives without ever saving a life. You could save a life every month. How many people at the end of a year, 2 years, 10 years would be walking the planet because of you? Help preborn save lives. Give that young lady a free ultrasound so she can choose life. Go to preborn.com/Jesse, okay? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to a couple emails here, and then I'm going to get to this one or two more quick things. I want to play this for you real quick. Ryan Riley, maybe you've heard of him. He's an apparatchik who claims to be a journalist. He's one of the ones who was trying to instigate the riot that they eventually instigated in Ferguson, Missouri. He tried to do this in various ways. One of them was the best, though, when he put a picture of the foam earplugs. He took a picture of the earplugs you put in when you go to the range. And he asked, I believe these are rubber bullets. Can anyone confirm? And then he got mercilessly mocked for it. Well, Ryan Riley didn't go away. He didn't retire in disgrace. He's out there all over the news. Just a reminder about who your enemy is.
So it basically has some limits on what exactly the FBI, I think most essentially, is able to do. And I think that, you know, you have to take a step back and acknowledge what the reality is about how the FBI has been interacting with this. And just look at January 6th itself, for example, right? It's not as though the FBI has been going in and saying, hey, take down this post, hey, take down this post. That's what they're alleging, but there's just not a lot of evidence to support that. And basically, we've had a situation where some politicians are making any contact between social media companies and the FBI or law enforcement seem problematic in some way. And if you look at the reality, it's like the FBI is not very good at monitoring social media. Just look at what happened on January 6th. There are all of these warning signs, red flags going up all over the place, and they weren't prepared. They didn't do enough. They did not take proper precautions.
The FBI didn't do enough? The FBI should be doing more? Just a reminder about how evil the people are who bring you the news. It's not the liberal media. That's a communist apparatchik who would happily have the FBI come kick in your door with the SWAT team for a Facebook post that made him uncomfortable. That's one. Two, I wanted to play this for you. This is a major in the Army. Major Jones. Major Rachel Jones.
Hi, I'm Major Rachel Jones. And what pride means to me is celebrating that diversity is our strength as a nation and as an army. Pride means something very special to me as a LGBTQ individual, and it's a chance to show everyone what we have to offer in terms of the diverse skill sets that we bring and the diverse ways of thinking we bring into the team to make everything work better.
He's also fat, by the way, I should point out. Oh, what? How did he get in there? Headline, Army's trannies are exempt from physical fitness standards. Yes, that's right. If you're willing to cut your penis off or at least claim to be a woman, you don't have to be held to the same standards. So what does that have to do with the Ryan Riley media clip? Maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, Jesse, I know the communists want all these things. I know they want to send the military after me and my family. I know this, but they'd never do it. Just a reminder to you, to everybody, they're building a military, not destroying a military. If I was doing the Marines and I was told to come hurt you and your family, no. In fact, I'd probably kill the officer who told me to do that, if we're being totally frank. Do you think Rachel Jones would?
Hi, I'm Major Rachel Jones. And what pride means to me is celebrating that diversity is our strength as a nation and as an army. Pride means something very special to me as a LGBTQ individual, and it's a chance to show everyone what we have to offer in terms of the diverse skill sets that we bring and the diverse ways of thinking.
You think Rachel Jones would come to your door if the government told him to? They're not destroying the military. They're building a military. And Chris said, didn't we see some of that in Nam, the killing of officers and stuff like that? Yeah, it's called fragging. And it wasn't just Vietnam. You only learned about it from Vietnam. This went on all the time in probably every war ever. People don't understand how often this took place, especially in the Pacific War version of World War II. Such a vicious, horrible war. War turns you into, you know, somebody who kills all day long. And if you have, let's say an officer drops to your unit, you have a bunch of guys with you who you're very, very close. So you're closer than brothers, closer than family at this point in time. And that officer, through some form of cowardice, gets one of your buddies killed, or maybe two or three of them killed because he does something stupid, insane, or cowardly. Hey, you just kill him. That's what they did. It's not something people like to talk about. It's called fragging. They used to do it all the time. It's awful, but it happens. It's one of the ugly parts of combat people don't talk about. Anyway, so I don't want you to turn into a trainee like Rachel Jones. So let's make sure your T levels stay high. Because Rachel Jones, maybe more than anyone else, needs a male vitality stack from Chalk. All natural herbal supplements. And when I tell you to get a subscription, here's why. One, you don't have to remember to reorder it. I always forget. Two, you save 35%. Ladies, get your female vitality stack. Men, get your male vitality stack. Get that chocolate powder. Pour it in your smoothies in the morning. Go look at all their natural herbal supplements of the highest quality. And you're putting your money where your morals are because they're anti-communists. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Lindsey Graham booed at Trump rally over the weekend. I forgot. We actually have audio of this.
And again, Senator Lindsey Graham, who is really got... I'm going to have to work on these people. I'm going to have to. All right. He's there when you need him. He's there when you need him.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Gangs of baseball bat-wielding children are roaming San Francisco, robbing moms at after-school pickup. I don't want to sound cold-hearted. I really don't. But I need to know who you voted for before I tell you if I care. If you're one of the moms, and that's most moms in San Francisco, and you go, I just want to vote Democrat. I want to tell all my neighbors I vote Democrat. I actually think it's hilarious that gangs are robbing you. I think it's awesome. You voted for this. Christopher Wray to testify in front of Judiciary Committee next week. Oh, wow. He's going to testify in front of the Judiciary Committee? Wow, that's super scary. Because last time he testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he told Chuck Grassley to go pound sand. I got to go on vacation. And Grassley went, well, can't you hold up your plane? And Ray said, ha, no, you old bag of bones. I'm leaving. What are you going to do about it? California Reparations Task Force calls for eliminating child support from black residents. I'm sorry. Biden administration spends $4.6 million in taxpayer cash to fund LGBTQ activism abroad. Gosh, makes those taxes feel good, huh? Those taxes you pay and I pay feels good. New photos reportedly show Hunter Biden speeding at 172 miles per hour, smoking crack while driving. Gosh, 172 miles per hour? What must that have been? I want to experience that. I mean, not the crack part, but everything else. All right, quit. Focus. I'll be back tomorrow, okay? You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.